This is the locker room. We talk about it, you talk about nothing new. Grab you a drink and get comfortable. Shooting shit cause we got nothing to do. My girl, she mad, she say, I only listen to locker room. I'd rather do that than listen to all of her moods. Mix it like alchemy, I know they doubted me. Pay me my hourly, I don't do salary. Take them out, I burn the calories. Never go nowhere where locker room's out of reach. Never was late cause I don't know how to be. Come check to Mitch cause he got the fix. And this is too easy, come run it up with Dimitri. We talking sports in the other, you might as well call the stuff teaching. They be beneath me, couldn't catch up. We keep it PG, never slip up. You couldn't reach me, turning this up. From here down to Fiji, they know what's up. Since we got game, we figure we give it out. Stay for a bit, this ain't no winning out. Lot of things happening, this where we thinning out. I'd like to stand, but it's cool if you sitting down. Listen now, tell them to keep it down. I'm in position now, tell them it's time for the business now. You had your time, but it isn't now. Locker room's talking, I need you to zip it now.
What happens if your clap's not as loud as my clap?
I don't know if that's a factor.
It's just what she wants. Are you going to speak into this thing?
I'm talking.
Every week we go through the same thing.
Here we go.
Here it is.
Real Locker Room Talk, episode
176.
That's right.
Number two of the season. Roster, how you doing? Welcome. Thanks for joining us again. Episode 176, Real Locker Room Talk, season six here. Yeah, to you. Cheers. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining. Look, we made some improvements, and we're continuing. It's always a work in progress because...
last week...
Tell him, Mitch.
We realized that side profile for you and I does not work. Not a good look for us.
Holy smokes, man. It was embarrassing.
It wasn't good.
It's not a good look.
You know, when we both agreed.
I'm skinny fat.
I'm just fat. Just straight up. Like,
I
don't know what
happened. Consistent, though. It doesn't look good from top to bottom.
I'm telling you, man, 4 years ago, and I'll send selfies out. I was hot. I don't know what happened, man. I don't know what happened. Married, kids, I don't know. I was there. I had it going on.
It was so bad. It's so funny, Roster, and this isn't even a joke. So we were... You know, we're always reviewing our work because we like the sound of our voices. That is clear. But the reality is because, we want to check, make sure, the first new set, everything's going good. And right away, and this is the best part, right away we're like, oh my goodness, like we do not look good.
No.
Like we got to get into game shape. Roster, I'm happy to report as of last week, I'm already down 4 pounds.
I, Roster, am also down 4 ounces. Of alcohol right now.
So the best part is Amy, God bless Amy, the good Amy.
The good Amy.
No, not the
The
good Amy. Mm. So what happens is, we send her all our work, we're doing all our things. And when you go passive aggressive where you throw it out to the universe and really what you're expecting is just a compliment back. You're not waiting for someone to call you out. So we're like, Amy, you got to do something. We're going to move the table, but you got to do some editing work because we look terrible. Like we look really, really terrible.
Yep.
Like Mitch calls me a chimpanzee and he's right. I didn't know he was right, but he's right.
All those years.
And instead of being like, no, you guys, no, she's like, hey, you know what? It's just not a big deal.
Yeah. you kind of told us we were fat without telling us we were fat. It's whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, we noticed it. We told you each week we are going to change up the game. We're going to make it better for you guys. And I think we've already, 1 week in, we're doing the changes.
A lettuce emoji.
She sent a lettuce
emoji.
Yeah.
But look, speaking of emojis, if there's an emoji that we can have, it's a thumbs up, it's a smile, it's a thank you for always following us. Don't forget to follow this podcast. You can listen to it on Spotify, Podbean, and iTunes, on social media, our channels, Instagram and Twitter at RLRT Podcast. And of course, RLRT TV on YouTube, and just search Real Locker Room Talk on the Facebook page as well. And look at this. Look at this pen, Mitch.
What do you got there?
What does that pen say?
Oh, it says CJSW 90.9.
The CJSW 90.9 FM, the second Tuesday of every month. It's the sister show to this. The Sports Show is what it's called. And of course, it was a big success.
Yeah.
Great feedback. But it's just once a month. It's only a matter of time.
Can I just say this?
Go ahead.
Listen, Roster, I gotta be honest. I think we put on a pretty good show. The show, the sports show, might have been better than Real Locker Room Talk last week.
I don't know what to tell you.
Am I wrong?
No, you're nothing but right.
So if you love the RLRT, then the sports show technically was a better show last week. If it was a judging competition, it was 9.3 versus 9.1, let's say.
There's no video, Mitch.
There's no video.
That was a factor.
There's no replay.
Video was a factor.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Buddy, we looked terrible.
Listen, old cousin Jim, I told him that we're changing up the set. He's like, why? What happened?
What do you mean?
I go, did you watch the video? He goes, no. The minute I brought it up, he saw, it was like a hyena seeing meat. And he's like, what? You guys are going to make fun of yourselves? What? You guys were fat? And he has been all over.
At one point, I got up.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't even get up. I did like a side shit.
Right.
Like this.
Yeah.
And I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw the keg.
It's there. It was there.
I seen it. Right. I seen it. I said, I know. I've seen that before.
Right.
Aisle 5, Pillsbury Doughboy, cookies,
hey,
ready.
Can I tell you something? I didn't see it. I wouldn't have judged you. I thought you looked great.
You don't realize it. Like, they say the camera adds 10 pounds. Well, yeah, fine. The camera added 10, but Dimitri and Mitch added another 20.
And how many cameras did we have last week? Five or 10 on us? Oh, no, just one.
Just one.
All right, I digress. Let it go.
Hey, but I will say that you looked worse than me.
Well, thanks. I don't know.
I'm just sure.
You know, look, I'm older than you. I've got a lot more going on, right? I'm in the 40s. Once you hit the 40, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not there yet, I promise you, you'll fall apart. You'll fall apart. It just is what it is. But I promise you, by the end of this year, you're going to be like, hey, who is that guy? Did Dimitri get a new co-host?
It reminded me of The Sopranos when Paulie was making fun of Vito Spadafore and Bobby Bacco.
Yeah,
and he goes, hey, look, it's a Weight Watchers commercial before and way before.
Great show.
But we're coming back.
Great segue into what I want to say. Real quick, get onto Netflix, watch this Crime and Punishment, The Untold Story, and it's about the Galante family out of Connecticut. And this is they're saying that basically it is the Tony Soprano. They're saying that Tony Soprano is kind of reflective of the character on The Sopranos of this Jimmy Galante. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this. 17-year-old guy, dad bought him a hockey team. He's the GM and the president. I watched it all this afternoon just by right before Dimitri got here. Unbelievable. You got to watch it. And it's a true story. FBI rated it. You got to check it out. It's crazy. It was amazing. It was literally, imagine yourself when you were 17 running a hockey team.
That's incredible.
That's what this whole movie is about.
So CD, you know CD of that course, I work with, CD. Yeah, the CD. So he was telling me, he's like, dude, that was my life for 5 years. He's like, that basically sums up the AHL.
I want to meet the CD. I need to know the CD.
You know, he throws a story out every 3 to 6 months when you catch him on a good day. You have to be vigilant.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be prepared. But yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but everyone's talking
you
about
gotta see it.
How ridiculous it was.
It's so good, and it's so awesome.
But not all jokes aside, isn't it true that the guy that they based it off was the inspiration for The Sopranos?
So that's what they're saying. And by the way, what was the name of his son? AJ.
No.
I swear to God. You got to watch it. It's so crazy. You got to watch this. It's so good. It's excellent. Listen, let's do a little recap of what happened on the weekend. Some crazy things happened we got to talk about. And then we get into the real meat and potatoes, as I like to call it, the juggernaut, because, hey, it was week one, and what a week it was. Let's start off with a little, little boxing, little thriller fight that happened on the weekend. Your boy Holyfield took on Victor Belfort, a little Anderson Silva versus Tito Ortiz, and both of them, if you bought the pay-per-view, I'm sorry. I don't know why you're doing this, because, hey, YouTube, it's a thing. Long story short, both ended in one round. Both.
Yeah, finally, it's people that I last longer.
Yeah.
I told you, honey. Hey, I told you.
I told you.
Look, the, you know, Mitch, you know me. I think all of this is overall good for the sport.
Yeah.
The celebrity fighting. But it's not good for guys like Evander Holyfield, who are so, like, honestly, Mitch, like, the guy is so old, ill-prepared,
mm-hmm.
took it because Oscar De La Hoya realistically just could not fight.
Right.
And I don't understand why they didn't just wait it out a bit. And, you know, to bring in, I don't know, but to bring in a ringer, yeah, that was hard to watch.
Yeah.
You know, at least, so the Tito Ortiz-Anderson Silva one, that didn't bother me. You want to know why? Because that's the UFC in a nutshell anyways.
Yeah, true.
So you're seeing two UFC fighters go into the boxing ring. Guy gets KO'd in the first round. That's nothing out of the ordinary. But when you're watching a guy like Evander Holyfield, and it's not because he lost to a UFC fighter, actually. It was, you know, Vitor Belfort's a great fighter, and it looked like he very much trained. But what you don't like to see is a guy who's just not prepared. It's like Roy Jones' last fight, when you're like, okay, man, not with Tyson,
right?
But when he was fighting the cruiserweights and light heavyweights, where you're like, dude, like, you gotta go because you're about to get hurt.
Right.
So this whole thing watching Holyfield, that wasn't fun for me.
No. I was surprised. I remember calling you after I found out. I'm like, and you were actually not surprised. I'm like, but it's Holyfield, man. This is the guy that beat up Mike Tyson twice. This is the guy that was the champion. He looked great. Physically, he looked fine. But man, to lose to Victor Belfort that fast, that quick, it shows you. I go back to it. Age, it's a thing. The youth factor plays a factor, in, especially in the MMA boxing world. It's a thing. Speaking of boxing, big news just came down today, October the 4th. It's finally, I think, going to happen. George Kambosos Jr. versus Teofimo Lopez, this time in Madison Square Gardens. Yep. Hey, Teofimo, make sure you're there this time. We've been waiting. That's
If it doesn't happen, I'm boycotting the fight.
Swear to God,
if it doesn't happen, I'm
you know, we love you George,
what, just, you know what, move on, because it's getting a little much at this point. But I got to say, isn't that a Monday?
I don't know. Is it? I have no idea.
I think October 4th is a Monday.
Check that out.
Somebody boxes on a Monday.
Well, if it's a Monday, I'm actually even more upset now. Like what?
Come. My phone's over there. Keep talking. I'm gonna go get my.
You go get your phone. I gotta be honest. It better not. I hope you're wrong. I hope you're wrong.
Just wait while I
just did. I hope you're wrong, because I'm telling you right now. If October the 4th is a Monday, then I'm boycotting this fight right now. Then. George, what's going on here? You got to negotiate on a Sunday or a Saturday. Holy at the man. Latest, buddy. Even throw in a Friday. I'm okay with the Friday.
I had to...
dare I say, even a Thursday.
Mitch, I had to suck in there. I had to suck in.
Hey, the chair is sticking out quite a bit.
Okay, so let me...
Yeah, go into it.
I'm almost... Yeah, dude, October 4th. Look, Monday, October 4th. Monday!
I'm looking at my notes. Yeah, dude, October the 4th. Madison Square.
Who fights on a Monday? Some of us got to work.
I am officially boycotting the fight. I'm officially boycotting the fight. I obviously didn't even check the date, because I was like, well, it's got to be a Saturday or Sunday or something. No,
you're giving too much credit.
I guess I am. I guess they already, you know what? They basically canceled it before they canceled it.
Dude,
didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the rerun. Got it.
Yeah, got it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
what, you think I'm going to watch you over Monday Night Raw?
They're up against Monday Night Raw and Monday Night Football. You guys, what are you doing over here?
Wow. Oh, yeah, that's it. God. Monday Night Football.
And we'll talk about it, because if there's any indication what Monday Night Football is going to be like this year after Monday, you guys are done. It's over.
If this only goes one round. Actually, this is a fight you hope goes one round.
That's a good point.
Because you're like, thank God I can still watch Monday Night Football, and I just have to switch to commercial. Oh, hey, honey, there's a great commercial on. It's called The Fight.
What are they saying to you two when they're saying they're going to fight on a Monday? Okay, you know what? Move on to the next thing. This past weekend, the VMAs, the Music Video Awards, were going on, and our friend Conor McGregor was there again. And guess what? Boom, shalaboom, he gets into a fight.
Yep.
He tries to fight Machine Gun Kelly. Listen, I like Conor McGregor. I've always enjoyed his, what's the word?
Antics.
But it's getting to the point now where he's got anger issues. He's legitimately just an angry, angry Irishman. That's it.
Yes.
That's all I could say.
I don't blame him on this one.
You don't blame him?
You know what? He insulted him a little bit.
Did he insult him?
He insulted him a little bit. I don't necessarily blame the McGregor on this one. Yeah, you know what? I think that Machine Gun Kelly. And you know what, Machine Gun Kelly? I got a problem with you too. You know what? Acting all tough.
Yeah.
Trying to be all tough, trying to pick a fight with. You know what it was? Because McGregor wanted to get a picture with him.
Right. He's like, is that what happened?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, why don't we do a picture?
And he got that mad about it?
Nah, and then Machine Gun Kelly, I think, pushed him.
Boy.
You want to take a picture with me?
Yeah.
I'm Machine Gun Kelly. He's like, I don't care who you are.
I didn't know.
No. He egged him on. He insulted him a little bit. He was a little out of line himself. I got to side with McGregor. So, hey, you know what? Machine Gun Kelly, get in the ring.
Get in the ring.
Hey, let's let that fight happen.
I'm into that. I like that. From there, let's go over to tennis. Okay, here we go. Listen, the U.S. Open, it was Djokovic's time. He had the opportunity to go for four straight majors. He unfortunately ran into Medvedev. He was tired. He's COVID tired. This guy's been winning every tournament, your boy. He ended up losing on four in three straight sets to Medvedev. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you upset?
Look, I'm upset because I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I mean, we want to see great things, right? You know, to hit the quad. I mean, you can't, I mean, figure skaters have a hard time hitting a quad, let alone in tennis.
That's a good point.
Right? Let alone in tennis. I was a little, you know, I'm not disappointed. I'm sad. I'm sad because it's only, you know, it's the equivalent. You remember when Tom Brady had four?
Yeah.
Right. And he was going for five and he just fell short. And you're like, man, like, really? You fell short to the Giants or you fell short to the five. Right. Like, for your legacy, you deserve it. And you know what's going to happen.
That undefeated season.
There you go. And you're like, oh, is this how it ends? That's what I'm sad about. But, you know, the other side, too, is then the haters come out. I mean, God bless the haters. I get it. But here's the thing, Mitch. Like, are we really going to get on a guy's case? Where we're like, man, Djokovic is a choke artist. He can't even win all four in a year.
No. I don't think there's anybody saying. In fact, I think there's more people upset that he just didn't win the four because he was on fire and he was doing everything right. And you know what? It would have been fun to see during this COVID riddled year and all this fun stuff and whatever. It would have been great. But you know what? I hate to say this. As much as we wanted to watch Djokovic, I was glued to the woman's side of the U.S. Open. Mm. You got your Emma Raducanu against Leila Fernandez from Canada. That one, unfortunately, Raducanu out of England wins that one because we're Canadian. We want the Canadian girl to win. But man, if there's something you got to learn, you might lose, but when you lose and you do what Fernandez did, where she acknowledged on September 11th, that's when they were playing the finals, and she turns around and says, hey, I lost this game, but if I can have that perseverance like you people here in New York did after that horrible thing that happened 20 years ago, I'll be fine. You just won the U.S. Open.
She basically did the full house.
She did the
Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
She did.
Whatever happened to But what a great move.
Great move.
Class. But I'll tell you what's even great in the world of tennis for us up north here is seeing Canada on the map. You know what? There are, now, you know, on both the men and women's side, there are some serious players coming up. I mean, to think that we had a Canadian women make the final. We've got in Canadian men's, we've seen upwards of semifinal, quarterfinals now. Not consistently, but in the last few tournaments, really making a splash. Nice to see, Mitch.
I liked it too. It was unbelievable. And little thing for the viewership. You know me, I'm all about the ratings. U.S. Open, up 33% in viewership this year. A lot of people love their tennis. Tennis is getting up there, man.
It's because the pit and the coops were there.
I think you're right.
That's why they were
there.
I saw that. There we go. Yeah, speaking of up in the ratings and up in the game, I just got to touch on something that I thought I would never be caught dead bringing up.
Go ahead.
And I don't know if it's in your notes.
I see it in yours. I have it right next. I was going to finish with it.
Oh, I didn't know because I'm like.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'm right here.
Okay.
Hey. No, do it. You got a good start.
I'm just saying, you know us in baseball.
Hey.
The only team we really respect are the Houston Astros because they're cheating. It means they're trying. They got heart and soul for the game.
Exactly.
And by the way,
even
sans teroids say. They're back in the mix, aren't they, Mitch? Someone's leading the division last I checked.
So in the last 10, they're 8-2. But prior to that, they were like 11-1. This team right now is unbelievable. They got Rob Ray pitching up a storm. This guy's literally king everyone. He had another 12 strikeouts today. And then the guy that kind of went into a lull. And the minute he woke up and decided that, hey, oh, you guys need me, Mr. Vlad Guerrero Jr., this team started catching fire. So I did a little stat check.
But the Jays are the hottest team in baseball.
Right now, Vlad, number one in average, tied for number one at 315. Number one in home runs, 45. Number one in hits, 171. Number one on on-base percentage at 404. Number one in slugger percentage. Number one in runs scored. Number one in on-base slugging percentage. Ladies and gentlemen, Vlad Guerrero Jr. woke up and he's literally leading every single one of those categories on top of the fact they're tied. So
that's
the Yankees,
insane.
The Bo Sox, and Toronto all tied right now.
Yeah.
And Toronto's got that second wild spot. New York jumped ahead of them just as of yesterday. Boston's looking in, and the Mariners are three games out. This is fun. This is why baseball's fun.
What a division.
At the end, 163 games later, fun. You know what I mean?
It's fantastic, Mitch. Yeah. It's fantastic.
I love it. All right, let's get into the nitty and the gritty. Ladies and gentlemen, the NFL started last Thursday, and we said it right on this very podcast. We said, hey, NFL, thanks for starting with a little dessert, a little Tampa Bay, a little Dallas. And I won't lie to you. I said to myself, what are the chances this is going to live up to expectation? Boom. Destruction. Then there were some great games on Sunday. And then you decide, hey, did you like dessert? Let's give you one more for Monday night. Raiders, Baltimore. I wasn't expecting that kind of a game. That ended in overtime. That ended with some fun. Ladies and gentlemen, NFL week one. You guys can retire right now. You did your job.
Leave on a high note. Been watching a lot of Seinfeld lately.
Leave on the high note. What did you think of week one? Give me something.
You want me to give you something about week one?
Oh.
You want me to give you a little taste of week one?
Wait a minute.
Why don't I give you 60 seconds in and around?
Are you talking about everyone's favorite segment?
We're back, baby.
Here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hold on. Let me just see where I start this.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
In one, two, and go.
All right. Let's kick it off with the Cowboys and Buccaneers. That's right, NFL. You're back week one with an exciting football. Speaking of exciting, let me tell you what's not exciting. Washington football team, change the name. We're still waiting. Speaking of waiting, Jets, we're waiting for you to get on the win column. Let's talk about wins for a sec. Two rookies from last year, Kyler Murray and Burrow, off to a good start. Let's stay on the rookies, because on the rookie train, it looks like Trey Lance and Justin Fields, you might not have to wait as long as you think you need to. Speaking of Field, I'm wondering if my team, Mitch's team, the Green Bay Packers, even took it. Looks like there's point support during COVID for NFL teams as well. Look, speaking on stepping on one another, are the LA Rams, my team, my dark horse pick, going to be the one to step all over the league with Drew Stafford? But look, let's talk about the league, and Mitch touched on it. The league is excited that they might have shown the greatest Monday night football game in history. Ravens, Raiders, Monday night football, NFL, and that's the 60-second snap count.
54.81. It's right there. I never lied about it last time, and I sure the hell didn't lie about it this time.
And you think I'm cheating? Look at the notes.
Look at the notes.
Those are the notes.
He's not lying. Well done, sir. Well done.
I felt great.
Yeah, it felt good.
I was a little nervous.
No. I heard right off the bat. You stumbled.
You stumbled.
You
got
it.
I got
like a coach. I was like,
I'm talking about the Cowboys.
But then you know what? You took that spin on the 400.
That's
track.
What it is.
You came. You caught a little wind.
Well, Mitch, as an athlete, you prepare for the whole thing.
That's right.
Right? Even if you stumble, you got to prepare for the whole thing.
I was proud of you.
Not just, hey, you know what?
Hey, you know what? To you. Hey, you know what? One real quick one. All right.
I'm a little excited. I'm not going to lie to you.
All right. Listen, here we go. So Monday night was an excellent game. Thursday night was an excellent game. A couple of games during the week. The Bengals in Minnesota get into overtime. That was, believe it or not, as much as I hate to admit it, good game there. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh. Hey, Taylor. How you doing, girl? That's right. I told you. Me and Pittsburgh told you. That's right. We told you. It's hey, crazy. Buffalo. Overrated.
No.
Yeah. They are.
No.
You'll see.
Week one jitters.
You'll see.
Week one jitters.
Jitters. Forget the jitters. Overrated. From there, you know, we talk. We're going to get into it. So, after week one, this is traditional. It doesn't matter what kind of fan you are, hardcore, not so big a fan, you overreact. Mm-hmm. It's a thing. So instead of overreacting and talking about overreactions, because I've heard it on some other podcasts, we have our own segment. It's called Relax. I'm going to give you some scenarios. Tell me if you relax. We'll go back and forth.
Fair
you
know enough. Yeah, okay. I'm all right.
So Green Bay, 38-3 loss to the non-Drew Brees, to the James Winston team. Are you worried about Green Bay after week one?
Look, I'm not worried about Green Bay. Everyone, here's what happened. When you cause drama, not just Aaron Rodgers, everyone on the team, you show up, you get blown out. This is the kind of discipline that they need in order to move forward, and you'll see it. So at the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers, still Aaron Rodgers. Relax.
Can I tell you one thing I'm not happy with? His hair. Looks ridiculous.
I don't want to talk about it. It never existed.
It's ridiculous.
No. It never existed.
I'm just saying. I agree with you.
No, move on.
All right. Let's talk about, I don't know. Tampa Bay playing so amazing. You gave Tom Brady another opportunity to win. They win again. Is Tampa Bay on their way to winning their second straight Super Bowl?
Look, as it stands right now, it might just be the case. So the thing is they're the only team that really stayed intact and won it all, and everyone's performing. But look. When you throw two touchdowns in the opening game, there is a little chink in the armor this time around. So you know what, NFL? Relax.
All right, same game. Dak Prescott comes off for a major knee injury.
Dallas, don't relax. Don't relax.
Don't relax.
There's no.
He looks
no,
so good.
No.
It's, he looks great. Great.
Yeah. And you know what, Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No. Don't relax.
No.
You're in trouble.
No, honestly, what did you think of Dak? Did you like his game?
Actually, I thought Dak played an excellent game. I thought
it was phenomenal.
Yeah, no, he played an excellent game. And the one thing that I liked is in the press conference after he was saying how they weren't planning on running the ball or throwing the ball that many times, but he did, and he stepped up. The reality is he was starting to have a pretty decent season last year, okay?
Right.
Until he got injured. You say, okay, maybe this is the year. There's some bright spots in his game before. Of course, they fell short. Like, I think he's a good quarterback, not great. As I've always said, he's got weapons. But here's the thing. He came back and he's doing his part after year. There's a guy named Ezekiel Elliott. I'm sorry to say, you got to step up, man. If you cannot provide the running game to elude the defenses, to open up the doors, the NFL's not stupid. They figure out these offenses. Look, we're Green Bay Packers fans. We've seen it for the last decade since the last Super Bowl. It doesn't matter. You figure out passing offenses very, very quickly. So that's why I say they can't relax. They have to address this, man.
It is week one. Look, at the same time, here's the thing. As much as I don't like Zeke, I think he's super overrated, taking fifth overall in the draft from a couple years ago. The reality is that was a game they didn't need him to run the ball. Let's see what happens this week. This week, I'm curious to see what will happen. I am curious, but I am on your side with regards to he's got to start implement. He's got to get a little bit more involved because he's really a non-factor anymore. The NFL now is a passing league. Let's call it what it is. It is what it is. But you would expect this guy, who's one of the highest paid players, maybe second highest player on the team, or third, at least third, he's got to start making some plays. He's got to start doing something. Feed me more.
Mitch, come on, man. The guy's got to be... He can't not run for less than 80, 90 yards a game. Come on.
I agree. Yes, come on, but if he's not getting the ball, bro, he's not getting the ball. How's he going to do it if they're not
getting
the ball?
He's not being effective. Look, these games...
I don't know. Yeah. I hear you, but if they're not going to have the ball, how are they going to do it?
Watch what happens when they run into the Rams. Hey. My Rams.
Oh, funny you bring that up. Drew Stafford, big game on Sunday. MVP?
It's the right... Everything's just working there.
Right?
It's just the right call. And you look and you say, number one, like, finally LA changed the mold. Like, how many Sam Bradfords and Jared Goffs do you got to go through before you just say, look, we have three receivers. Let's just get a guy who can fire it down.
But you have to, but to the Rams, like, management side, those were two first round draft picks that they took and they didn't amount. Drew Stafford, also a first-round draft pick.
Yeah.
You know, taken first overall to Detroit. Dude, at the end of the day, I'm glad they made the trade. This team, if I had to pick a Super Bowl winner right now based on what I saw, it might be the Rams. Like, they just look that good on both sides of the ball.
Yep.
But again, relax. It's week one. Drew's played for Detroit so long, he's going to eventually lose one for them. It's in his blood. He knows. It just is what it is. But really good performance against a decent defense, as much as we hate Chicago. I mean, they're Chicago. That's what they're known for, right? It is what it is. From there, let's talk a little bit about the Kansas City Chiefs at home taking on Cleveland. I'm not going to lie. I made a couple of bucks. Why? Because I knew that the Chiefs, as good as they are, they just cannot cover the spread. I think a little bit, again, I'm going to say it, overrated, maybe?
No, not overrated. They're just playing the Cleveland Browns, who know how to play them. They knew how to play them in the playoffs. Okay. I like Baker Mayfield. I think he's just getting incrementally better and better, right? But the team's got some good weapons all around.
Oh, sure.
But it's just one of those things. It was a good game. It was week one. I remember you. You remember me. Okay, let's pick up where we left off.
Like finding that girl at the bar.
Exactly.
It's like, hey, I remember you like this. You like doing this with your hair.
What are you doing? No, not tonight. Okay. Oh, right. Thank you. Sorry.
Oh, that's right. Right. Okay. I did go home then.
Husband, you say? Oh, okay. yeah, no, I'm not. Look, it's still Kansas City. They still got to play a lot of other garbage in the AFC. So you know what, KC fan? Relax.
All right. Relax. Then let's get to the team I called out before. Me and Taylor, we called it out. We said, hey, Pittsburgh's got it. I feel like they're super underrated, Pittsburgh. A lot of people are just pretending that Ben didn't lose the weight. He's lost the weight. He doesn't look like me and you from last week. Ben is making that effort that me and you lack to defend, okay? But at the end... If you're a Buffalo fan, I know it's week
one. Can he just get a bigger helmet?
Are you not worried?
Just get a fitted helmet.
I don't know what. Do they not have that many helmets there?
Like, just fit the helmet. Get a custom made. Just inside.
I don't know what's
happening.
I don't know what's
crazy.
I don't know.
It's like,
I agree with you.
Cool running. Thanks, coach.
Do you remember when? Yeah. Are you worried about Buffalo in any way? You're not worried at all.
No, man. Look at that division. It's still wide open.
Okay. I'll give it to you. Last one.
Relax.
Monday night. Lamar Jackson.
Relax.
Let me just say my piece. I've let you have half an hour. Can I say my piece? Lamar, 2 years ago, you were a super MAGA. You did everything. There was a guy at this podcast that said the very thing that happened. Yes or no? Admit it. Admit it right now on camera.
Was I at that dinner?
Beautiful.
Yeah, whatever. Done. Whatever. All right. Maybe you said something. You did, Mitch. You did.
All right. From there, I want to just finish off with a couple of small things that... So everyone knows I love my NFL. Week one is always a great thing. So I invested in the DAZN a couple years ago. Right. And only last year and this year have I really got into it. So here's Sunday. Wife says, I want to go to church. I go, you know what? Listen, it's your God against the Sunday's God, the other God. It's like, what are we going to do? So she ends up going to church. I stick around and watch football. Right?
Sure. Makes sense.
I put on the TV. The NFL red zone thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I know everyone knows about it, but I think it's maybe my first time that I actually put some effort in watching. Why isn't every NFL, CBS, Fox, everyone should be doing this? Forget the actual games. Forget them.
Yeah.
Gone are those days. People want action. I highly, highly recommend just do what the zone's doing. Do the red line pass. Do your own version of it. Dude, I was glued for 15 hours commercial free.
It is the greatest thing. See, the NFL just does a lot of really good stuff. This is one of them where you could just go in and get the constant highlight package of what's going on. Hey, sports, follow suit.
Yeah.
Like, hey, NHL, it's called the goal line. You know?
Just saying.
You know, I don't know.
Did what you give him an idea?
I just gave him. Right, I mean, line. NHL, you shouldn't do it.
Goal line.
Write that down. Goal line. Goal line. Write that down. Okay. Okay. Perfect.
Patting that right now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Call our agent. We don't have an agent, but if we did, we'd call him right away. It is the best. And not only that, if you're a fantasy football player,
oh yeah,
what more do you want?
It's the greatest thing ever. Now, speaking of fantasy, you called me with a little bit of an issue.
What happened? What are you talking about?
Well, you said you couldn't log in.
Oh, my log? Yeah. I'm like, what's he talking about?
This story up? What's happening? Are we on?
So you know I love me my Seinfeld. You know YouTube, it knows that I love Seinfeld. Right. So there's clips. So you know what Seinfeld clip was on the other day?
No.
I'm watching it where Newman gets a speeding ticket.
Okay.
And then they come up with the story where Kramer couldn't be a banker, so Newman had to speed to go save his life.
Right.
So they're going with the thing and Newman's just on top of him. And he's like, and why did you want to kill yourself? Dude, I don't know what I did, right? And he's just totally, he's like, because you wanted to be a banker. Don't you remember? I just Newman'd you.
Yeah.
I Newman'd you. Yeah. So check this out. So NFL.com. I do like everyone else does in fantasy football. Set my lineup during the week. Make sure is anyone playing Thursday? Got to check the Thursday. I hit the Thursday. No problem. You do a quick glance Saturday, watch an injury report. But you and I both know Sunday morning, you wake up again.
Yeah.
You do your last minute. It's the 10:45 hustle.
Got to do it. Yeah.
Right. You do it before kickoff. So I wake up early. I do it. I'm like, yeah, here we go. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, set the lineup. We're all good to go. So then I usually wait about half an hour, 40 minutes before I do my first screening of my team, checking their performance. Because to be honest with you, at that point, you at least get a couple possessions. Sure. I find it's just a... you're going to kill yourself if you go like right off the get-go. So I go to log in about half hour later, and I can't log in. It's showing me this error message. So I said to myself, I'm like, okay, maybe I logged in somewhere else. Long story short, I go on Google. I'm like, what's this error message? The servers were backed up.
Yeah.
The servers were so clogged.
On week one.
On week one of fantasy, on NFL.com, on fantasy football, that it wouldn't let me in again.
Right.
It just bumped me out and said, no, hey, we got to. It's almost like the hospitals in COVID where it's like, look, I understand you need knee surgery, but you got to wait your turn, pal.
Yeah.
I messaged the Pittsburgh tailor right away. Right. I said, are you experiencing this? I don't know what's going on. She's in. I'm out.
No surprise there. No surprise there.
Pittsburgh wins. Green Bay doesn't.
Hey. It's a thing. Last one, Monday Night Football was kind of the start of this Manning revolution. Both Manning brothers are out. They're pretty entertaining guys. Did you watch any of the beginning part of the Monday Night Football? And throughout the whole game. So they really don't commentate on the game. They have the game playing, and then these guys are kind of talking about it, but they're not really commentating like, oh that's an automatic first down.
You mean the guys that basically copied real locker room talk? Is that
I feel like they is that a what you're bit, talking about? But they have better guests. Yeah. Oh, wait, they have guests. Okay.
Right. And a budget.
And a budget.
And they've done something with their lives. You know, overall, not
bad. Yeah, not bad. No, you know what? I liked it, but I have to admit, I'm a football fanatic at heart, and I don't mind having the commentator coming in and out. I like the idea of having them there watching the game with you, but I mean, you're kind of just like, it should be an option if you want it. That's the way I look at it. It's like pay an extra $10 if you actually want to listen to these guys the whole game.
See, what I think is they got to get Tony Romo on the show.
Now
I'm
going to
throw another idea, and they should be play-by-play analysts after the fact. Like, that's how you should get Tony Romo, get the Manning brothers, bring your guests, and talk about the plays after they happen.
Right.
To do that for a whole game is a little much for me, Mitch. I agree with you.
It was okay.
I can replace Al Michaels.
You can.
And the Collingsworth. You don't do it. Relax.
It's different.
It's not even a relaxed segment, but relax.
There we go. We wait for week two to come about. A lot of great games again. And we'll see. There's going to be an 0-2 team that was unexpected. Could it be the Packers? Maybe it's Buffalo. I'm going to go with the latter. Anywho's, let's go to everyone's second favorite segment. It's Rapid Fan.
Ooh, I like this segment.
Here we go. Britney Spears is getting married again. Any advice for her?
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Heart goes out to Norm MacDonald. Many years ago, he just passed on. Many years ago, had a show called it was called Sports Show. Our version of CJSW, we had no idea, is called The Sports Show. They launched and he passed the same day. Is this a sign?
Can we move on? Because I'm creeped out.
Yeah.
I'm creeped out.
Logan Paul ripped Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon?
Fallon.
Conor McGregor tried to fight Machine Gun Kelly at the VMA Awards. Do you think Conor could beat Machine Gun Kelly with a cane?
Yes, and he should change his name to Pew Pew Kelly.
Simon Biles and Tom Brady are in the Times top 100 most influential people. Who is missing from the list?
Mitch and Dimitri.
I knew you were going to say that. This is right.
He just loved the softball.
Ronaldo gave a security guard a free jersey after he kicked the ball and hit her in the head. Was the jersey enough?
No, you got to give at least like $100.
At least $100. Something. She took the kick from you in the head.
Hey. Grab a sandwich, any kind you like.
Aaron Rodgers is sporting a man bun. He can't do anything wrong or, hey, buddy, get a haircut.
Oh, man, get a haircut. That was embarrassing. Come on.
Rogers. It looks greasy too, man. Oh. It doesn't look good.
It's not a good look.
Aaron, it's not like you don't have the money. It doesn't make any sense.
Bleh.
The Washington football team has three names that they have kind of come down to. The Red Wolves, the Red Hogs, or the Armada. Which is best?
Look, obviously the Red Hogs is best, but you and I both know someone's going to ask them to change that one too.
The Red Hogs is the best.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is the Red Hog.
Who doesn't want to take on a Red Hog?
Excuse me, Hog?
Can't say I have it.
Oh, Washington. Can't say I have. Oh, Washington. What do you do with it? What do you do with it?
Look into the camera. All right. Big E is the new WWE Raw champion. Good move or bad move?
Does it matter? A-E-W.
George is flipping out. Loving it. Loving it. Anderson Silva plus Victor Belfort both won in this past weekend. They both actually won within 81 seconds. Take your time, boys, or In-N-Out is faster.
In-N-Out is faster and sometimes the preferred way of doing things.
Isn't that the truth? Just ask our wives. Let's say here, at the illustrious Met Gala this past weekend, Sierra, wife of Russell Wilson, donned a dress that was a replica of the Seattle jersey and her clutch was a mini football. Offside or, honey, I think I might have found your new dress for the party.
Flag on the play for being awesome.
Did you see the dress?
It's amazing.
It's pretty good.
It's great.
Except the, I'm not a fan of the lime green. That's the only thing.
It works on the dress.
Sure, it does.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
And that was it for rapid banter. Now, off to MAGA or Malacca. Look at this. You know what? We promised something to the people.
Don't waste time, Mitch. Don't waste the time. Get going. Keep
it. All right. So we started the podcast off by saying, hey, we could lose a few. All right? We could do
maybe,
one or two pounds.
A few more.
Okay? So it's, hey, it's MAGA Malacca diet. Diets.
I got HGH in my drink.
Yeah, I got
at this point, you got to cheat. I'm not trying to make any teams.
No, of course not. All right, here we go.
Okay.
MAGA Malacca, intermediate fasting, that's the new fad. 6 hour, 12 hour, 18 hour, some people.
You know what, Malacca, I'm sure it works, but man, if I'm hungry, I just want to eat. I mean, again,
I think that's
probably
part of
the problem.
I'm going to go with MAGA. I actually like it, but you know what? The problem is COVID. That's really hard to do.
Yeah.
The pantry's right there. Downtown or when I'm working.
And you know the other thing too, Mitch. So I fast for Easter. What do I got to do it every day for? Give me my 50 days a year. Call it quits.
You're a good guy. There's another big diet. It's, you know, works for some. The carnivore diet. That's where you just eat meat. No lettuce, no burgers, no breads, no grains. Meat all day.
Yeah,
MAGA.
Yeah, that would be amazing if I didn't want a heart attack. So no Malacca. Come on. Who's really going to sell that diet?
There's some people.
Yeah, but if you know what, if you're going to do the carnivore diet, then do it like they did back then, if that's what you're trying to go with. Mm-hmm. Get your bow and arrow out and go hunt for anything. I catch you at a superstore.
Right.
I catch you at a Walmart or anywhere.
You're just,
okay?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
No.
Uh-uh.
So you just walk around the city with a bow and arrow.
There you go. You see a skunk.
Squirrels.
Boom.
Skunks. Nobody's safe. Nobody's safe. From there, okay, the opposite. Vegetarian. Maybe a veggie diet is what we both need.
Yeah, that's not a diet. That's just ignorance.
That's
Malacca.
Again, yeah.
We're Greek. What are we going to do during Easter time?
You're vegetarian.
What are we going to do? You know what I mean? What, put some cabbage heads on a spit and roast that?
And by the way, you know, vegan people and vegetarian, a wing, you can't call cauliflower with hot sauce a wing. It's cauliflower with hot sauce that you may have deep fried. It may look kind of like a wing.
It's not a wing.
But it's not a wing. And why do you want to call it a wing when you're not for the meat?
You know, you should talk to the wing people because I'm sure that the chickens wouldn't like that copyright infringement.
They don't like that.
Not on our watch.
Not on our watch. All right.
I think we found our new initiative.
I think so. Keto diets.
You know what? I'm going to go MAGA because it's not overly intrusive on the restrictions and it seems to be working.
Sure. Yeah. I'll give it to you. The paleo.
Yeah. The paleo plant-based diet. Look, at the end of the day, I like the idea of it. So I'm going to go MAGA.
MAGA.
Yeah, I'm going to go MAGA. Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay.
How about the, I think we both know the answer to this.
But then hold on, I'm contradicting myself because then I went on the vegan side.
Right.
So Malacca.
No, it's a Malacca.
Oh, you don't get a pass.
No, you don't know.
No, you just present.
You came up with a fancy word, which we liked.
Yeah.
Hey, almost got us.
Yeah.
Almost got
us.
Nice try. How about this
Beach
one?
Beach bodies.
Couple more. The Mediterranean diet. MAGA.
MAGA. Hey, come on.
Hey.
Come on.
Fish. Meats. Plants.
Lentils.
Lentils. We just had some.
Great, by the way.
Thank you very much. All right. Two more. How about this? Low-carb diet. Just cut down on the breads. Cut down on the carbs.
You know what? I'm going to go MAGA. I think we talked about this, too. There's no point to eliminate it. Why eliminate it? But cutting down on them? Yeah, I would. I'm going to go MAGA on that one.
So
low-carb, not sans carb.
No. Low-carb.
Low-carb.
They say that you can burn around 200 calories doing this. It's sex. MAGA or Malacca. Maybe that's the kind of workout you
I'm trying to incorporate more of that in my diet.
Right.
Which, yeah.
But in
200 calories.
I was just going to say, in your 30 seconds, you're burning that. Like, how fast are you going?
But I don't even burn 200 calories in a workout. I'm going to do that during sex. What am I, Johnny Sins over here? Relax.
All right. Last one. Here we go. Maybe what we need is like the way you go to a gym and you get a personal trainer. Jenny Craig, MAGA with my laptop.
You know what? That woman has saved so many lives in doing it the right way.
Yeah.
Portion control. The point system works, and it cannot be denied.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what else works, Mitch. What else works is when you go to your social media channels or you go on your little intrawebs and you put the at symbol and go RLRT podcast on Instagram and Twitter. When you're going real locker room talk on Facebook, when you're typing in RLRT TV on YouTube, and when you're going Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, where you can download the podcast, episode 167. We got to shove it in the locker because we do got to hit the showers.
Have a great week, everyone. Good to see you. Next week, I'll go sideways. You won't even see me.
Thank you, Roster. Love it. You know what I noticed? It was like within the first 5 minutes. It's timed out. Relax. We'll figure it out. I don't know what happened. But I looked and I'm like, I saw it. I go, play it cool. I was going to bring it up in like the first few minutes. I go, no. The show must go on. What would Norm Macdonald do?
You know what? I really enjoyed it.
He was really funny.
He was. Very really sarcastic, dry, and loved it.
So let me tell you what kind of piece of garbage I am and we are. So right away when I see it, it's like, yeah, Norm Macdonald, bed at 61. I think celebrity, I go to drugs right away. I know I'm bad. I know it's about to say, but I go, oh, did he? And then I see it was cancer. I'm like, oh. And you don't realize it was like 8-9 years. It was a while. I had no idea.
That no one did. In fact, they kept saying it was secret. It kind of like that gentleman, the Black Panther actor. He had cancer. Main character gentleman. I can't remember his name. Sorry. He died, and no one knew. When he died, it was a huge shock to the system, to everyone.
It's crazy.
I like that though. You know why? Because it shows that they're real people. They're not out to try to like, hey, you know, I'm an actor. I have this platform. Yeah. I'm going to talk about being.
I wonder how much of it too is like. Do you think it also ruins your career as well?
Possibly.
Like for Norm Macdonald, maybe, you know, for him, he just doesn't want it to get out to the media. Maybe some people are like, I don't want the media talking about me every 2 seconds. But I wonder in the case of the actor who did Black Panther, I'm wondering if he was like, he's like, look, if I tell people I got the big seat, like I might not even get a part.
Maybe. I
don't know. You know,
no, I, it makes a lot of sense what you're saying. I think that gentleman, he looked like a class ad guy. I think he was just like, dude, I'm not well. I got to take care of myself first.
Totally. Yeah.